Mini episode 1649 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with my fellow original dignitary in the FDH Lounge, Chris Galloway. We have broken down the divisions in the NFL, division by division, for the 2023 season, doing our previews. And now, in this bonus ninth segment, we are going to give you picks for the playoffs for the 2023-2024 season going through. And I'm going to get down in the weeds, as it were, and give you the picks for each round of the playoffs in each conference here. We'll start with the AFC. The way that I've got it going is I have Kansas City as the number one seed. It was going to be Cincinnati until Joe Burrow went down. And as I explained to Chris off air, I just feel like I can't stick with Cincinnati not knowing how long he's going to be out. I feel like the Bengals are going to lose a couple games they'd otherwise win. That knocks them back into the wild card teams. And so my default, well, I'd have Kansas City at number two. So they move up to number one. Everybody moves up a slot as I move Cincinnati down into the wild card field. So Kansas City not playing week one. The matchups are this. I've got number two Baltimore over number seven Cleveland, largely by dint of home field. I feel like that one's a coin flip. If the Browns won, I wouldn't be shocked, but just going to default to the home team under the circumstances here. Number six, Cincinnati over number three, Buffalo. Yes, folks, we're going to get that one in the wild card round this year. Number five, Miami over number four, Jacksonville. So you're going to have two lower-seeded teams winning in the first round. That is going to lead to one monster of a divisional round game and another one that's just nearly pretty good. I've got number one, Kansas City over number six, Cincinnati. I can't pick Cincinnati the week after having had to play Buffalo while Kansas City's been home sitting on their ass. And then I have number five, Miami, over number two, Baltimore. The AFC Championship game, number one, Kansas City, over number five, Miami. Your thoughts, Chris, because I know you diverge in a number of ways there.
Well, I think some of that is where we differ on, obviously, on where we have some of these divisions playing out. Yep. I don't have Baltimore making the playoffs, for example.
Interesting.
So that just completely changes, the entire breakdown of how things are going to play out. I agree with you. I've got Kansas City, as the top seed. I've got Jacksonville, in that next spot, along with Buffalo, right? So I've actually got Jacksonville over the Bills. I've got the Bills at three, okay. And then I put the Bengals at four, and then your three wild cards, which I have as Cleveland and San Diego, and who was my third one? Do you recall? Would have been out of the East.
It would have been. I think you're going with the Jets there, are you not?
I did go. I did. Yes, I did go. Jets. I went Cleveland, San Diego, and Jets. And so those are my team AFC playoff teams: Kansas City, Jacksonville, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Cleveland, San Diego, and the Jets. I think the issue for me and why I didn't go to the level that you did was just that I didn't, in terms of breaking it down matchup by matchup, is that I think you're going to see a bunch, you're going to see these bunch of these 10 and 7, you know, type of teams like Cleveland and San Diego and the Bengals edging them out at 11 and 5, and Jacksonville at 11 and 5, and Bills at like 11, you know, 11 and 6, or whatever. Like, so these going to, they're all going to be jumbled in there really tight.
Right.
And so the seeding, you know, depending on who's the matchup, who's where. Let me just say this. I mean, we can do this again as we get closer to the end of the season on how I see the playoffs. We always do the playoff preview.
Right.
But I hate to be chalk guy.
Right.
Because they have some holes.
Yes.
But when you have Patrick Mahomes in a quarter, and I've said this for how many years, right? This is a quarterback league. It's hard for me when I list those seven teams to say, to pick anybody other than Kansas City to be the, to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. I can't do it, right? Like, to me, it's the most likely is Kansas City coming out of that bunch, regardless of how, who plays who in what round and everything.
Yeah.
Like I told you in another episode, another section that we did, like, I can see Jacksonville, you know, bowing out in round one, you know, against the Browns, if the Browns would succeed or something like that. Like, could happen. I could see the Browns being stronger at the end of the season. I could also see Jacksonville going to the AFC Championship game. So I just, you know, the ones that I'm not, you know, I don't believe in really are the Bills. I don't believe in the Bills, but I still have them obviously in the playoffs and winning a division.
Right.
And again, San Diego in the playoffs by way of tiebreak, but I don't see them doing any real damage if they had to go to, like, say, Jacksonville, or, you know what I mean, or had to go to Buffalo. But ultimately, I see Kansas City coming out of the AFC because, again, they've done it. They have the quarterback who just does it. He's the best player in the league, and you can't take that away from them.
Right. A couple thoughts there on what you're saying. First of all, as far as San Diego to make the playoffs, I don't think in the NFC either one of us has the St. Louis Rams making the playoffs, correct?
We don't, no, yet. Oh, I kept saying San Diego.
That's right.
Well, I will say this. As pathetic as the NFC is, the St. Louis Skyhawks might be able to make the playoffs.
Yes, very possibly. Well, that's a nice save there, Chris. But yes, that is well played. And
You know, that's still just a lifetime. Listen, I also reserve the right to keep calling them the Redskins. Like,
yes.
You know, it's just too many years of
right.
calling them one way and then having to, you know, go the other way.
Right. We're not a safe space here. You can do that. And I would say, as far as the AFC goes, for the butterfly effect of Burrow not being available potentially at the beginning of the season, the team that I feel like, as I said, benefits the most is Kansas City. That vaults them into the number one seed for me and thus to the Super Bowl. But number two would be Miami because I previously had them going out. My predictions in Fantasy Football Draftology 2023 available on the main page of FantasyDraftHelp.com. I had Miami going out in the second round to number one Cincinnati, but I've got them drawing Baltimore that is an easier matchup, and thus Miami advances around further in my estimation than they would have otherwise. Because of that, the NFC, this is going to be anticlimactic because we both said Philly is the best team far and away. But basically, how do we get from here to there? I'll tell you. So I've got the wild card round being number two Detroit over number seven San Francisco. That's right, number seven, deal with it, America. Number three Seattle over number six Chicago, and number five Dallas over number four Atlanta, probably by 25 points or better. The NFC divisional round, and this is going to be similar, I think, to the AFC, where you're going to have the battle between the two better teams potentially on the one side. I think it's close between Dallas and Detroit, but arguably the two best teams in the NFC are Philly and Dallas. I have number one Philly over number five Dallas, number two Detroit over number three Seattle, NFC championship game, number one Philadelphia over number two Detroit, in a game that could get us out of hand, frankly, as last year's Philly game against a quarterbackless 49er team. And that will be the nightcap game this year. So it really sucks for Fox if that game gets out of hand here. But and looking at it again, it's not creative to say Kansas City and Philadelphia. I don't feel like being chalk guy. You don't feel like being chalk guy. But we got to call it the way we see it. I will say where I go against the chalk is I feel like in the Super Bowl it goes the other way. I think the burden of proof goes to the team that has the chip on its shoulder, that is the hungrier team. Philadelphia to reverse what happened a year ago. I know this never happens in Super Bowl rematches, the few that there have been, but Philadelphia over Kansas City in the Super Bowl. Chris?
Well, I wish I could be contrarian on this and give our listeners a different perspective, but yeah, I have Philadelphia as the number one seed. I don't see how they're not if Jalen Hurts stays healthy. To me, again, San Francisco ends up as the two seed because, again, quarterback question marks aside, the rest of that roster is solid. Detroit ends up as three just because they're going to win that division. And the, you know, the other division winner out of the South is going to be below 500 in Atlanta. And then that leaves you your wild cards of Dallas, Seattle, and honestly, it doesn't really matter, but the irony, of course, this was last year's first round matchup. It's either going to be the Giants or the Vikings at 9-8 making the playoffs in that last slot. And to me, it doesn't really matter, which one it is. Philly is going to come out of the East. I just don't see any, again, always assuming, you know, same thing with Kansas City. If they don't have Mahomes, they're not winning the AFC.
Right.
So we will always say, yeah, well, we're assuming these guys are healthy. If Jalen Hurts is healthy, that front seven, Philly's winning the NFC. So I hate to agree, but I find myself, staring at the same reality every time. I kept looking about it, the teams that are making the playoffs, thinking about the matchups. I just think it's going to be Philadelphia and Kansas City again, and I'm with you. I'm going to say that Philly flips the script on what should have been last year and wins the Super Bowl. And I'm going to do so based on the strength of that defense. They've added to their Georgia Bulldog pipeline. And, we still have Kansas City out there with question marks on defense, especially out in the, you know, they've lost some defensive backfield guys. Juan Thornhill's obviously in Cleveland. Is Chris Jones going to show up? Yeah, so I think Philly's just, their front seven on the defensive end is better. And I think to your point, they really feel like they let that get away last year. They had that game and they were playing well and they let Mahomes do what Mahomes does, right? You know, come in there in the fourth quarter and steal it from them. And we've seen that time and again, and that's why Kansas City will be there. Philly is without a doubt the best team in the NFC. That's why they'll be there. But this time, Philly comes out on top in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And that's where, again, neither one of us necessarily wants to be that guy as far as picking the chalk here. Although, again, like I said,
as you know, I almost never am.
Yeah. Oh,
but
me too.
I can't see it any other way, at least right now.
Right.
Now, does that, and again, I'm not getting into the nuance, but like, again, I feel like, you look at something like the AFC, could I paint a picture where the Browns go to the AFC championship game? Yeah, they could.
Right.
I mean, that is a talented roster. I could paint the same picture about Jacksonville or Cincinnati.
Right.
Going, and again, if you get to the AFC championship game, you've got a shot, but it's going to most likely be in Kansas City, and because of that, you've got to give the advantage to Kansas City.
Yeah, and I think, again, in the NFC, you have to really squint hard and probably strain credulity to imagine the teams that are closest to them, say Dallas, Detroit, maybe Seattle or San Francisco, depending on how you look at it. You have to really strain credulity to see any of them getting past Philadelphia versus in the AFC. Again, like I said, I think that Cincinnati with a healthy Burrow and Kansas City are a slight cut above the rest, but I don't think it's dramatic. But in terms of the other teams that could make the Super Bowl in the AFC, depending on what happens, some of these teams need more things to happen than other teams, but teams other than the ones that we mentioned, Buffalo, Miami, the Jets in the East, I think Baltimore and Cleveland in the North, I believe, are teams that you could make a case for. Jacksonville potentially in the South. So you've got a wider field in the AFC. A lot of people would say the Chargers. You and I don't agree, although you've at least got them in the playoffs. But it's a thing where the AFC being the tougher conference, again, there are more teams that you can make a case for, because you and I just feel like in the end it doesn't feel persuasive that any of them are going to get past Kansas City. And I say that specifically because of my questions about Burrow and when he's going to be back.
Yeah, again, I think Burrow starts week one, but again, and I love Joe Burrow, but I also know that, like, he gets hurt. So far he's gotten hurt a bunch, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so if Joe Burrow missed 8 games this year, would you be shocked? I wouldn't, right? Like, yeah. I think Cincinnati with all the changes on the back end of that defense, I don't really believe in them as a going to the Super Bowl team this year. And like I said, I have them in the Browns coming down to week 18 on who's going to win the division. And unlike you, just to recap, I'm not a believer in the Ravens this year because of trying to put the round peg in the square hole with this change of offense and asking Lamar Jackson to now be Joe Burrow. And I just think that that's fraught with potential disaster for them, along with their defense taking steps back. But again, I think the playoffs for the AFC could be really, really exciting, really great football. We're going to have some, no matter how it breaks down, there are going to be some really good teams with some really good matchups in there. But because it's probably going to go through Kansas City, you can't not pick Kansas City again.
Right. Yeah, it's hard not to because of the circumstances and the way that it all shakes out. And again, neither one of us is wanting to be Chalky Chalkerson, but, you know, sometimes it be that way, as they say. But we've gone through, we have done all the picks here, division by division, in the FDH Lounge. If you haven't checked out our specific divisional ones here, go back and check them all out. The first one, the AFC East, is where we take the sort of broad overview at the outset for the season and things that happen in the preseason as well in the off season. So a great thing doing this marathon taping with you, the 9 segments as always, Chris Galloway. Any other thoughts from you that we didn't get to thus far?
I can't believe that football's back. Finally, we're coming out of the desert. And, I think it's going to be an exciting season. And what I would say for those fans that have long suffering in Detroit and Cleveland, you know, fingers crossed that this is the year. And honestly, you know, wouldn't it be magical to have a Detroit-Cleveland Super Bowl or something like that?
Yeah.
Just for once to let it break through. I don't think that'll happen. But boy, that would just make for a magical season. Finally, I have a couple fan bases that have suffered and remain loyal. Yeah. You know, at the very least, watching them have winning football and get to the playoffs is going to be great. It's going to be really great for the game this year to have some original franchises be good again.
Yes. Well, and FDH Lounge dignitary John Adams actually has the Bears in the NFC Championship game here, so you could say Bears Browns would be much the same thing. Although it might bring back many bad memories of,
I love John, but I don't have him out of anything but the basement division. So that is a bold prediction by him.
Yes, it is. That's a bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see how.
But I like it. I mean, you know, be bold, right?
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. I think that's where being bold is being bold, right? Like that's like saying Jaguars to the Super Bowl,
right? And that's where, that would bring back a lot of bad memories of Cubs-Indians in the World Series for a lot of people who was Bears-Browns. But, you know, we shall see. how this all plays out. It is going to be a wild season. We look forward to seeing it, and we'll be covering it as we go along here on the show. Thank you again, Chris Galloway, for being a part of this great marathon, going through, breaking it down, and thank you, everybody, for checking out this mini episode of the FBH Lounge.